Okay, let's do it, John.
What's up, man? It's Shannon.
Hey, brother, how you doing, man? Good morning. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good to be in California, baby. Love it.
Dude, it's good to have you on the program with us, of course. Shannon, known very, very well for what he's done with Godsmack, but there's another project going on, and people are just now starting to make the correlation. We've been trying to tell them about it for so long, but still, I get people coming up going every day going, dude, did you know that the guys in Another Animal are also, well, three of the four guys in Godsmack? It's like, you didn't get this one yet. I mean, you can hear it musically, but I gotta say, Whitfield Crane, his voice, man, that is a definite breakaway from the Sully Erna sound.
Yeah, man, Whit and Lee, our other guitar player, just sing really, really well together, man. And so, and Lee, like, writes awesome melodies, and it definitely, you know, gives us a different sound than Godsmack. Sure.
Now, how did you guys team up with him? I mean, you really don't think Godsmack, Ugly Kid Joe making a marriage?
Well, what happened was, you know, Sully from Godsmack had signed a band called Dropbox a few years ago.
I remember that.
To his imprint label, right. And so we took Dropbox on tour in Godsmack. And Lee Richards, who was a guitar player for Dropbox, now he's guitarist for Another Animal, and ironically was the original guitarist for Godsmack that Sully... that Tony replaced back in the day 10 years ago.
Wow.
So isn't that crazy? So anyway, Lee ends up riding when Dropbox was opening up. Lee ended up riding on the Godsmack bus all the time because he's a good friend of Tony. And they would sit in the back lounge and write songs and, you know, just jam around. And pretty soon they had the song Broken Again written, and me and Robbie would be on the bus and we heard it. What is that? You know, and they're like, oh, it's just a song we wrote. And me and Robbie were like, well, we want in. You know, that's killer. So the band was born at 80 miles per hour in the back of the tour bus at that point, you know? And then so then we had John Costco, who's the singer for Dropbox, original singer for Another Animal. And he didn't work out. First person I called was Whit. Whit was up in Palo Alto, California, where he lived. And I'm like, dude, what's up? What are you doing? Are you free and clear? And he's like, hell yes. And, you know, he came. We made the whole record in like a month.
Joined
the band.
Wow. Now, a lot of people don't understand that's pretty quick to come up with a whole record, right?
Well, yeah, but the thing is Tony and I, you know, we write constantly on the bus, and, you know, years of touring in Godsmack, we've been, you know, writing material together. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you can only put so many songs on a record. So we were at the point where even if Godsmack put two records out a year, we still have all this killer stuff that we wanted to release, you know? A lot of people ask, you know, don't you ever take a break? And it's like, God, man, you know, while I'm young enough to rock, I'm going to just continue to rock.
Hell yeah. On the line with us from Another Animal, actually going to be playing tonight in Hollywood over there at, we're talking about the show at the House of Blues on the Sunset Strip with Alter Bridge. Last night, you did the Grove of Anaheim. And that show, of course, amazing tonight. We're looking forward to the big show over there at the Sunset Strip. But I got to say, you know, I've seen you on stage. You are nonstop. It's like once the first song kicks in and you go all the way through to when you do your solo and then you just continue on. As a drummer, I got to ask, don't you ever feel like sometimes you deserve more of a break during a show? I mean, oh, you know, man. That solo that you and Sully do on Godsmack's tour, that's amazing. But I'm just imagining, do you have a solo for Another Animal?
I don't. And you know, Another Animal, we're the opening act straight up. You know, we're opening for the awesome Alter Bridge, who are incredible, by the way, and incredible dudes, too. But yeah, man, it's been a very humbling experience. And, you know, there's no time for a drum solo or anything like that. We get like 40, 45 minutes, I think. And so that's how we just keep on slamming the songs in there, you know. But it's really easy for me. I have lots of time to drink after the show.
I was about to say, you're the opening act now. I mean, you probably have to move your own equipment around. What's that like? I mean, you guys, you weren't opening up for anybody in years except for, like, Metallica.
Yeah,
you know, that's true. The whole time I've been in Smash in, like, 6 years, and that's the only band we've opened for is Metallica. But, you know, like I said, this is a humbling experience, and, you know, we don't have to schlep our own gear, though. We have a road.
Got roadies.
Well, awesome, dude. Well, then tonight at the show, I'm meeting up with you, and you're buying drinks, okay?
All right, man. That'll work.
Excellent. We got Shannon on the line with us from Another Animal, also from Godsmack, performing tonight over there in Hollywood. Thank you so much for spending the time with us, man. Can't wait to see you play tonight.
Oh, man, thanks. And come early. I think we're on at like 8 o'clock. Alpha Blues.